Welcome to the Soul Doctor Podcast. I am your host, Dr. Yano Kelly, always providing you with spiritual food to feed your soul. Today's episode, I'm so over it. Okay, you guys, like this is literally a down-to-earth episode, okay? Like I'm just allowing myself to feel. You guys are experiencing the human Dr. Kelly. And today, y'all, I'm just feeling like I'm just over it. I'm over all of this, the process, the awakening, this career things, just doing things. Like, I'm over it. My husband is on a flight right now. And as I'm recording this, and I kind of just like was texting him, and we was going back and forth, and my true feelings, like I've just been resting within myself, literally resting within myself. And so today I'm like super relaxed within myself. And I was just texting my husband how I felt. And I was just like, you know, I am so over it. It's like, I don't want to do anything, nothing. All I want to do, I literally text my husband, I wish we could just go to an island and just be and just love each other, like just experience love. Why I didn't say my children is because they have their own loves. They have their own life. So I don't want to, you know, take them away from what they love. So and I had to dissect that because I was like, why am I just picking my husband and not concerned about my kids? But when I think about, you know, my children, they're all adults and they have their own lives. Even my 17-year-old, like she really has her own life. I've opened up and just released her. You know, I do. My husband and I, you know, she'll ask us to do things and we don't have this tight rope on her. We just allow, you know, until she is really, truly out on her own. But like when she asks to go somewhere, we let her go. There is no fear in letting her go and the things that she want to do, because everything she does, she asks. But and I also know her mindset as well. And she is totally not of this world. Like she knows who she is. And she feels so connected to the starseed as a 17-year-old. And just talking with her, she has a lot of spiritual knowledge that I already know and didn't know that she knew. So it's just interesting that when you learn that, like, I know she got herself. I know her angels got her. And so I feel like I'm feeling like this too, because I have freed myself from responsibilities. I freed myself from this doing. And but for some reason now I'm starting to pay a little bit more attention, because sometimes I get back into the doing, but I think it's more of a pattern, thing. And I'm over the manifesting anything. Like I am so over it. I'm just so over it. So my husband, like I was texting him and I was like, I just feel all of this is foolishness. Like it's stupid. Like when I just sank into my humanness, these are the words that showed up for me. And so I said, I wonder if anybody else feels the way that I feel. And my husband said, put it out there. And I was like, put my thoughts out there? He was like, yeah, put it out on your podcast. And I was like, yeah, because I do have a section, you guys, if you listen to the podcast, I do have a section where you can leave a comment. And so I'm just putting this out there, because it's like, I wonder how many other people are just feeling like they're over it. Like, you know, you're going, you're moving, but you're moving. It's almost like you're moving because there's still something there, but I'm not in a space where I feel that there's anything here. I just feel I'm just over it. Like I'm just over, like I just don't want to do nothing. And it kind of almost feels like, even as I'm talking to you guys, it's like as I'm sitting here and just being free in my feelings and in my thoughts, my higher self comes in and it's like, I feel like it's trying to tell me that is what true allowing is. And I'm like, as I'm talking to you guys, I'm allowing myself to process, okay, what is allowing? And then people come in, well, you have to do something. And I think it's more of our human consciousness going back and forth with our divine consciousness, with the divine aspect of consciousness, and just allowing yourself to understand, like, what fully is allowed, what is allowing, and what happens when you get to this phase or this moment where you just don't want to do anything. And y'all, it's not like I have a hate for anything. Like, it's almost like my heart is so full of love. It can feel that all of this is ridiculous. And it's almost like there's a part of me that just wants to, I want to be served. I want somebody else to do all of this. Y'all, it's kind of like, I just want to be. I don't want to do anything. I don't want to think. I just want to be. And in this being, even as I'm saying it, it feels so relaxed. Like, it just feels so relaxed. It kind of reminds me, like, even when I drop into this space, it's like sitting on the couch, like just me just sitting on my couch. Somebody's fixing my food, bringing me my food, taking my plate, putting it up for me. Now, I know I got to get up and go to the restroom on my own, but I'm willing to do that part of it and take a shower. Like, I'm willing to do those two things. But everything else, it's like I want a driver to drive me when I got to run errands, or call a driver when my daughter needs to go somewhere. But I am right now, and I don't know if this has anything to do with this new moon in Sagittarius, if I'm not mistaken. I think it's in Sagittarius, but I haven't been fully into the astrology thing lately. I know we're getting ready to embark upon the winter solstice. I haven't even tapped into that energy. Y'all, it's just like I've started my book and then I stop. And then I have these moments that I feel like I know what I need to know about this life, about my life, about who I am, about why all of this is happening, about why we're here, what we're doing. Like, I have a completeness. I don't have any more questions about this planet, about the life that we live. Like, consciousness has answered it all for me. My higher self has answered it all. Like, I just, a lot of things too, I just have a knowing. And in that knowing, it's like, okay, I want to take what I know and just be. I don't want to be anything outside of what is me. Like, what is my soul? Okay, maybe this is about, okay, I'm going to talk this out with you guys. Maybe it's about, maybe I'm being called to go in my soul. Like really deep dive, not into my spirit, but into my soul, and really get into a knowing of what is my soul's desire. But when we ask, what is my heart's desire? What is your heart's desire? Is really your soul's desire, because your soul is connected to your heart. Okay, so I'm feeling like, yeah, like that feels right. That feels like I should be deep diving into my soul and allow myself to sink within my soul, to feel like what is right for me, what is best for me, what is my true soul's desire. It's almost like there's another plan in my soul, and I need to go into my soul to get the strategy or to get what the plan is. What is it that, now that I have all this information and my energy has shifted, I have shifted. So I think, y'all, this is more about being on this new timeline and living through your soul. Because I've gone through the spiritual awakening. And when you connect with spirit, spirit reveals truths. Spirit shows you things, shows you the truth about everything. It shows you the truth. So when you talk about now we are human and we came here to experience being a human and living. So I'm feeling like, okay, the living part, you live through your soul. You don't live through your spirit. You live through your soul because your soul is the aspect of you that's experiencing life. That's where you feel. That's where you love through your soul. All the experiences, your excitement, your happiness, you being sad, all of your emotions is through your soul. And so now that we're on this new timeline of just being, that's like a whole new way. And I feel like maybe my ego self is fighting my soul. And the ego self, when you just think about the ego self for me and my and how I perceive it, is the ego self just carries patterns. So I can see it as patterns fighting me because for 40 something years, I've been doing, thinking and doing. And there's been a little bit of just being. But now I feel the pulling of just being. But in that being, it's like I don't want to do anything. And even in just saying that, I need to shift time saying that. In being, I just don't want to do anything. And even the way that I'm saying it, I'm allowing myself to feel, is this how I'm really supposed to be feeling? Like, is it a truth for me? Is this right? Because you have to remember too, when you are clearing out your belief systems, when you are shifting what you believe, you know, it's all about, like for me, it's all about feeling. Does that feel right to me? Or is there more to it, to what I'm saying? So I allow myself, I slow down when I'm processing new knowledge, new divine wisdom. I slow down to feel what that feels like for me. And sometimes it's more, the feeling could be like, you're on it, but you haven't hit it. Like there's more to it. So I allow myself like that feels right, but I could also feel there's more that I need to know about being. And so I'm allowing myself to understand or open up so that I can understand what being is. And I want to allow myself to be catered to in that being. So I feel like it's like my soul or my higher self is allowing my soul, allowing me to connect with my soul to discover something new about myself. And so in that discovering, it's like I don't have to rush. I can feel. And it's just so interesting that all of this is happening. Why hubby is away, meaning now I'm in my own space. I'm in my own energy where I can like really process that. And you guys, let me tell y'all what led this to be. Like, I am over this money shit. And the reason why I feel like I'm so over this money thing is because the last couple of days, my higher self has been revealing more in-depthness to money and just completely telling me it's an illusion. So my human mind is like, I'm really allowing myself to go in depth to the illusion of money. Okay. With the understanding because, and I think we all go through this. So this is why I feel like I'm being guided to talk about this because many of us have an awareness or we have this knowing that money is an illusion. Okay. But in saying it, spirit is telling us an illusion, but every day we need money to pay bills, to eat food. So y'all, I have done this before, but I feel like I'm revisiting this because I feel like there is phases. Or it's a process to releasing money and fully understanding or however we, whatever this new timeline is requiring. Like, I feel like in this new timeline, money is not a relevance. I can say that for sure. But now I'm trying to understand, how is it not a relevance? And I have this understanding that true, that currency, that energy, the currency, our soul, our being is the true currency. Our soul is the currency. That's what I want to say. Our soul is the currency. And spirit is like, yeah, that's what, your soul is the currency. So your soul is the currency. But I also know too, the soul is, it's energy. Okay. And so when you think about energy, it's like now you're moving out of, so the system created money and we're moving away from the system and we're moving into a divine way of being. So now it's like, okay, get my energy right. This is where we talk about when we talk about frequency, energy is all the same, y'all. Currency, it's the same. It's like God, source, universe. It's different words, but it means the same thing. Okay. So when you think about it, energy, because y'all know I'm an energy reader. I connect more to energy. Some of you may connect to frequency, or you may connect to, just allow whatever word that resonates with you, let that come to you. So for me, it's energy. So when I think of currency, I think of energy. Okay. So it's like in this new way of being, it's all about your energy. So now what I'm like processing and going into an in-depthness is, so now how do we buy, how do we spend this energy that we have? And we know about energy exchange. So I feel like I have pieces, I have the pieces. Now I'm being pulled into putting the pieces together. And I kind of just wanted to share that with you guys, because I haven't put the whole piece together, but I wanted to do this podcast. Number one, for transparency, because I want you guys to also understand that even those of us that are spiritual leaders, spiritual gurus, or we have like a high spiritual knowledge, that there's still pieces of the puzzle that we need to put together as a human. Like from a spiritual aspect, I have the whole picture. Now, translating and taking that spiritual aspect and bringing it into the physical for my human self to walk out and experience, I'm still putting those pieces together. And it can only be put together as my spirit self brings me into these different cycles in these different phases. So for those of you too that feel like, well, why? You'll get to a certain space in your life and then something will come back, but you got to put it together. It's because the human, I feel like as long as we're here, we'll be putting things together, like putting the pieces together. For now, that's the knowledge that I have. But this is where the process becomes an adventure, because now you get to put the pieces together and really walk it out. And so that's where I'm at. And I'm just allowing myself to be human as I put the pieces together. Because there's spaces in your life or moments in your life that you don't have to be spiritual, you guys. Because remember, you are a spiritual being having a human experience. So you still got to come into your human body and have that human experience. And for me, if you guys have heard me or caught me on my lives, I have mentioned that you go through an awakening. Now, what happens after you awaken? And I think that's going to be my next book, because right now I'm writing about the spiritual awakening simplified. But I also want to do something. What happens after you awaken? Because you go, the awakening don't last your whole lifetime. It's like you awaken because you're awakened to your spirit self. You awaken to the truth. You are waking up to who you really are. Then once you wake up, you have to live out your new self. And this is what I'm experiencing right now. I'm going through the phase of now. It's like I'm awakened. Now what? And the now what is, okay, now you go back. It's like a 360. You're going back as a human, but now you're more wise as a human. And you get to really live where before we were just existing. So this is interesting for me to see how all of this is going to unfold, because really I'm over it, you guys. I am so over it, and I'm so thankful that my husband guided me to just put this out on a podcast and get you guys this feedback. So I'm doing a little poll You'll see underneath there is, I have a question of what do you think about the episode? So I would love to hear you guys' feedback on how you're feeling. Like, what space are you in right now? And what is it that you are truly feeling? Thank you for listening to the podcast. Until the next episode, I'm sending you guys so much love, so much peace and clarity.